چی بشه باو تو که ایپر باشم زن باو باشم گوی چی دو پیس هبه سی
Good morning, everyone. Again, it's my pleasure to be here to see you, everyone. I'm really happy to have this opportunity to see you. And I will continue my talk on the 10 Great Vows. So today we will continue to the 9th and the 10th vows of Bodhisattva Samantabhadra. And, no, it should be that. The 9th vow is to accommodate and benefit all sentient beings. In the Sutra, there is a verse say that follow all the or lead the sentient beings according to their tendencies and their interests, and hope they can achieve or can reach the ultimate Buddhahood. 在行愿赞里头有句话是常行随顺诸众生菩提妙行令圆满，就是随着众生的根器他的性向他的可能的代导方式而帮助他最后能够圆满他的菩提大道。这个意思就是我们帮助众生当然方法很多，而且众生的需求困难也很多，帮他解决。但是以佛法的观点来看，给予众生最大的帮助还是让他能够圆满他的菩提。 Although different sentient beings has different problems, different needs, but from the Buddhist aspect, the ultimate concern is to help sentient beings reach Buddhahood.Help them to complete their Bodhi path. By doing so, during the process, also we can help them to solve various kinds of problems. 我们并不是说，哎，这个跟解脱生死无关，所以我就不帮助你，不会这样子吧？是不是？有些帮助是非常简单的，看起来像。每一个人都可以做，但是我们遇到我们才要帮嘛，对不对？ So this vow actually include all the possibilities that we can offer to all sentient beings. But it's not that easy, right? If we are not compassionate enough, not wise enough, we ourselves have a lot of problems. So maybe we can help some people, but not always can help so many people. But I'd like to talk about a story of how Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha delivered sentient beings. I suppose a lot of you already heard of this story, but some beginner Buddhist mind haven't heard of this. This story is about a very dim-witted disciple of Shakyamuni Buddha. His name is Sudra Pantaka. You know, 你们有没有听过佛有一个弟子叫做周利盘陀伽？听过的请举手。Okay, some of you heard of him. So, have you ever heard of Sudra Pantaka? Please raise your hand. No? Okay, so let me tell you this story. He was so dim-witted, but his brother was very kind to him. After his elder brother, became a monk with Shakyamuni Buddha, he accepted Sudra Pantaka and guided him himself. But because this person was so kind of stupid, right? Even a two syllables words was too hard for him to memorize. 他实在太笨了啦。他哥哥虽然接受他出家，可是他笨到两个字他都记不起来，他只永远记一个字而已。他念记了第一个，忘了第二个，记了第二个，忘了第一个字，笨到这个程度。他哥哥用尽了各种办法要帮助他学佛，很难哦，实在没办法。后来就放弃了，不想再教他，把他赶出去说不要出家了，你这样的人没有办法出家。结果他自己就在路上哭，完全没有希望了，好伤心啊，简直活不下去了。 So this story goes on like because this person is so how to say that, he cannot memorize a two syllables words. When he remembers the first syllable, he forgets the second one. When he remembers the second syllable, he forgets the first syllable. So his brother tried all the different kinds of method to help him, but eventually he gave up and he threw him out of the temple, say, oh, you cannot become a monk, you are not qualified to study Buddhism. So he was wandering on the street crying very sadly. He was completely helpless and even cannot live on. At that time, Buddha passed the street and saw him crying, so he came to comfort him and asked why he was crying. He told Buddha about his own situation, and Buddha said, oh, don't cry, go back with me, I will teach you myself. 就是他在那边哭得很伤心，结果佛看到了以后就问他为什么哭，他说因为这样这样这样。那佛说你不用哭，没关系啦，我自己来教你好了，你跟我回家，跟我回到寺院去。所以佛就带回去，他教他念扫帚，而不是念扫帚，念教他帮一些阿罗汉擦鞋子。在擦鞋子的时候，他就不断的念一个偈子，我浮尘，我出垢。那他很高兴啊，帮忙阿罗汉这些圣僧擦鞋子，他非常欢喜。更欢喜的是佛教他这个偈子，所以他就很认真的这样念。那因为他做这样的事情，就是非常欢喜，非常清净的心，非常专注的心一意在这边擦鞋子。而阿罗汉是大功德者，对不对？他有机会为阿罗汉 新鞋子，这是很大很大的回报哎。做这么样子这种脏的工作，对不对？其实啊，做越脏，越没有人要做的事情，功德越大，真的是这样子。所以日以继夜这样做下来，而且在念记诵，念到后来，他想到了，哎呀，我做这个事，我除尘，我除垢，就是在清我的业障，清我的心垢，清我自己的问题。结果他成阿罗汉，这么笨的人做这个工作竟然成阿罗汉，不简单啊，是不是？ So this person Sutta Pantaka clean the shoes of all the arhats that Buddha made him do that every day, and while he was doing the cleaning work, he recited a verse given by Buddha himself, that I clean the dirt, I clean the dust, right? And he was very happy to do so. And because the old great arhat has great merits, and he cleaned the dirty shoes for the arhats, actually that's a very meritorious work. And he do it with pure mind and recite the sentence with pure heart, was very concentrated in doing the work day after day. Then he reached Buddhahood, not Buddhahood, he became an arhat. Because finally he realized, when I do the cleaning work for the arhat, actually I am also cleaning my own karmic obstructions, and I'm purifying my own mind. So he was liberated. It's a very touching story from the Buddhist Sutra. 就是从这个故事里头，我们可以看到佛他度众生的一种大慈悲，跟他的善巧方便，他有那么深的智慧，那么大的慈悲，把这么样的一个无可救药的人竟然度成阿罗汉，这个真的是不可思议，对不对？ So it's almost incredible, unimaginable for us. How can Buddha liberate such a dim-witted person? So we really have to learn from Buddha. 我们也知道佛他还有很多非常的聪慧的弟子，有的见佛一面只是几句话就开悟了，就成阿罗汉了，是不是？有的证一果、二果、三果、四果都有，很多各种形态的人，不管是社会上什么角落的、什么阶层的、什么地位、什么身份、什么样的智商的人，哎，都可能从佛这边得到解脱生死的一个结果，当生就成就。那有的是已经得到相当高的果位，菩提很快就可以成就。We also know that Buddha, he has a lot of very smart disciples. Some of them, at the first sight of Buddha and had a very short conversation with Buddha, they get liberated or they reach arhatship. So Buddha's disciples are everywhere from all the walks of the society. Some are smart, some are stupid, some are powerful, some are powerless, or maybe old people or young children are all well benefited by Buddha's teaching. So that's the best story or example we can find in the sutras to go with this verse. To follow Buddha, all the sentient beings' tendencies and their potentials to help them complete the Bodhi path. 这是佛本身度众生是最善巧、最高明、最慈悲、最智慧的。So we all know Buddha is the best example to deliver, to help sentient beings with the greatest compassion and wisdom. 我们再看一看佛经中还有另外一部是讲怎么样去利益众生，是非常的感人 非常善巧的，就是微摩诘经。Then another sutras that we can find in the Buddhist text is there is a sutra called Vimalakirti Sutra. It also indicates how flexible and how good a lay practitioner can help others and lead them to the wisdom of the Buddha. There is a saying in this sutra. It says, first attract people according to what they desire, and then lead them to the wisdom of the Buddha. 这句话你们看过没有？先以欲勾牵，后令入佛智，是不是？但是诸位菩萨请注意，这个欲不一定就是食欲、性欲这种很强烈的欲，而是喜好的意思。对，好，我们再来看看维摩居士他是怎么样度众生的。
Is that clear for you? Everything fine? Okay.
Vimala居士他是在家人，所以他可以到处去，他甚至到妓女院去，他到学校去，到菜市场去，到歌妓院，甚至到妓女院去做什么？去度众生。因为在每个地方的众生的根器不一样，对不对？那他有那样子的慈悲，到别人度不动的地方，不会别人觉得那是很污秽很脏污，没有人要去帮助人的地方呢，人家看不起的地方呢，他去，可以让人家接受他，而且能够真的度到众生，并且让他们有非常好的一个改变，对佛法有很大的受用。 So this lay practitioner Vimalakirti, he was actually a great bodhisattva. He is still a great bodhisattva. So how do I use the tense, present tense or past tense? I don't know. In the sutra it says because he is a lay person, so he go to different places like the markets, the theater or the school, or even sometimes he goes to the prostitutes institute to deliver sentient beings. There are some places like a slum, swimming pool. Those places people might feel not comfortable to go, or look down upon of those places and people live there. But he has no such discrimination. He go to all kinds of places, and he was very successful in helping people solve their life problems, comfort them, and help them practice Buddha's teaching. 这个是维摩居士的说法。那我们也可以从这个地方想到观世音菩萨。观世音菩萨不是因以和身得度者则现和身而为说法吗？ So have you ever heard of Avalokiteshvara, 观音 Bodhisattva? The way he delivers sentient beings is that whatever status, whatever image he should appear, he should present to help deliver sentient beings, he would present accordingly.所以他是非常非常善巧，在经中说观世音菩萨有三十二化身，对不对？你们相信他只有三十二化身吗？当然不止，对不对？其实在这部经中所说的三十二化身指的就是无限身的意思啦，对不对？ So in the sutra it says Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva,He has 32 transformations, but actually the the transformation forms is not limited to only 32. It's actually limitless. 就像我们说360行，其实不止360行嘛，哈，任何行，任何一行都包括在内了，哈。那从这样子的经典的教义里头，我们可以学到什么？这才是最重要的。我们了解到什么？我们怎么去欣赏人？怎么去让我们自己提升？从佛法中提升能力，来帮助别人跟帮助我们自己。譬如说，观世音菩萨32应身，那我们也可以知道，在我们日常生活中，我们每一个人都扮演很多角色，对不对？我们可能不是32应身，但是我们至少有好几身，对不对？譬如说，我可能你可能是妈妈，至少你是邻居吧，好。你可能也是个乘客，或者是你是一个各种客人，是不是菜市场的客人啊，洗衣店的客人啊，或者是说家长会里头的成员啊，还有义工啊，是不是？我们每一个人都扮演的很多角色，在不同的角色中，我们跟不同的人接触，那在这个过程中，我们跟人家发生关系，跟人家交流，我们有没有办法去利益到他？如果能够利益到他，那你就是观世音菩萨，对不对？是这样子吗？ So how can we benefit from Buddha sutras? Let's think of the examples of Avalokiteshvara. Everyone has different identities in daily lives, right?You might be a father, a mother, or at least you are a neighbor of somebody, right? And you are the customers of different stores, clients, or a lot of different status you play. Sometimes you are volunteer workers, right? And when we play those kind of roles in the society,Can we implement this role to benefit others? If you can do it, then you are Guan Yin Pusa. You are Avalokiteshvara, right? Yeah. 是这个样子啊。Let me give you a story. Actually, in my life, I feel I got benefit from incredible many people.One day I was watching TV. Normally I don't watch TV. I don't remember where I saw it, but it's a show of a model show. The model was actually a middle-aged woman, just common, not very beautiful, common model and woman. But 他们发现她, but they made her become the queen, the Egypt queen, 埃及艳后, how to say 埃及艳后 in English? Okay, you all heard of that. Yeah, they made her into that Egypt queen. Very beautiful, right? Very powerful, very elegant.And when they succeeded in making him like that queen, I got so shocked. Because he was teaching me right courses of independent arising, or interdependent arising, right? And no self. I was really...How to say that? Just like got hit on my top, on my head. 他本来是一个非常非常的普通、胖胖的、丑丑的、穿短裤、穿 T 恤的一个女众，在日常生活中就这样的人。可是他们就训练他、打扮他、 装扮他，替他做头发，把他训练到那个样子，真的出现的就是埃及艳后。哇，怎么变的？大家帮他变的啊，不是他自己变的，对不对？那我们日常生活中，为什么我是这样的人？是谁把我变成这样的人的？是谁帮我变的？太多太多的因素了，对不对？无限的因素，无限的因素把我变了，并不是我自己变的。我有这个身体开始，一直到我会这么想，会变成这样。我们总是以为是我自己变的，其实不是，是人家帮你变的。真的是佛法最深的佛法，最好的佛法，我从他身上看到了。这就是他现观世音菩萨身来度我，对不对？就是观世音菩萨现 model 的身来度我，真感恩他哈。So this model was originally just a common woman, but they trained her. They 好打扮她，好多谁打扮？啊
？They
dress her up. Yeah, and then he became like a queen, the most beautiful, most powerful queen. So from her, I saw Buddha's teaching there.She didn't make herself the queen, but people help her, right? And how I am like this now, there are numerous courses help me, build me up to be this person, like this. So this model was teaching me Buddha Dharma. She was the...transformation of Guan Yin Pusa, right? Guan Yin Bodhisattva. 那这种例子很多，我再跟大家讲一个畜生的故事，就是最近在台湾的一个真实的事情啊。Let me give you another example. It's a story in Taiwan. 这个人他本来是一个养猪的，他一年大概都大概一起都是养100多条猪，已经养了20年了。可是他突然不养猪，而且他把留下了10几只猪当宠物来照顾，让爱护他照顾他，不杀，并且后来他连他自己跟猪都吃素，这是非常大的改变啊。So this story is about a person.Who raised pigs for 20 years, but eventually he gave up the career, the job, and he saved some pigs as his pets. He won't kill them, and he became a vegetarian. And even the pigs are vegetarian. He made them vegetarians. Why he had this change?That's because one day he sent all the grown pigs to the slaughtering place, right? And there was a pig stare at him, quietly stare him for a long time. And he woke himself. Normally in such a situation, all the pigs will scream terribly, right?And they would run around everywhere. But this pig just stare at him very quiet. And he don't want him to push it. He woke him just steadily and cool and very calmly. At that time, he felt just like the pig was telling him, we have been friends for...More than 1 year now, you treat me like this. Is it possible? 他看到那一只猪这样看他，就好像是在跟他说：一年多的感情，你竟然这样对待我吗？太没办法想象的。通常在这种时候，猪都会尖叫，都会跑得很惊慌。可是这一只猪非常的沉稳，通常他都要推他们，他也不让人家推，他自己走。他很稳，很沉稳，这样走啊。那从此以后，他深深的受感动。他本来要把那只猪救回来， 可是当他隔天再去那个屠宰场的话，他只看到他的猪蹄在那里而已。从此以后他伤心到他没办法再养猪，他改了。所以这个人是被猪渡的，是不是？So let me continue. This person got so shocked by the stare of that pig, and he wanted to save that pig. The next day, he went to the slaughtering place, and found that the body of the pig was gone. Only a very short part of the feet still left there.And from then on, he could not keep pigs again. So he keep some piggy, right? And raise them up, give them best care, and treat them as his own kids. And he became vegetarian, and he get the vegetarian food for the pig.This person was saved by a pig, right? Okay. Oh, really? 有啊，我要讲啊。Is that clear to you, English speaker? Right? Clear, right? Yeah. Yeah, you want that? So.This pig just like the transformation form of Avalokiteshvara, right? 观音菩萨的化身。So we can see, we can play different roles to help people change themselves. If you want, in our daily lives, we can do a lot. You might think it's just simple offering, but maybe by yourKind desire, kind willing to help them, you can do more than you can. Try to think of it. Okay. 所以这个就是我们讲的随顺众生，在随顺众生在那个糟糕，我真的是很糟糕，不太会操作。Page down, okay.有时候不听我的话。So to accommodate and benefit all sentient beings means use all kinds of opportunities and the surrounding or the settings there at the moment to benefit people according to what you can do. So it can be very simple. Once you have this intention, the kind will.To help others, you are more than you can do, and people get more benefit than you suppose. Okay, let's go on. And let me give you other explanation on this bow. 这一条随顺众生的大愿其实还有不同的角度可以去了解它。就是例如说随顺个人的性向，他的潜能给他培养，在社会上也是这样培养人，对不对？那在佛教中，有时候来的人是很有限的，怎么样去培养他？看起来好像没什么用的人，结果经过十年、二十年以后的训练，变成一个对佛门非常有用的人，对社会非常有用的人。我看到圣严师父在这方面是相当高明的。So in our society, school would train people according to their tendencies or their interests. And their potentials. But most of the time, people who come to a Buddhist organization might be limited in number, right? And not everyone looks so smart or looks so 好像会变成一个大人才的样子哈。 那怎么去训练他们？其实一个寺院或者一个佛教机构就是一个小社会的缩影。 Actually a monastery or a Buddhist organization is just the condenser size of a society. So we need different kinds of people. And so Master Sheng Yan was really good at cultivating people according to their own possibilities, tendencies, or etc. 所以 maybe 经过十年二十年以后 maybe after 10 or 20 years are just normal people become very useful for Buddhists, for spreading Buddha Dharma. 有的人训练他成为行政人才，有的人可能是专门负责食物，有的人可能就是专门负责写作啦、出版啦，或者是讲经弘法啦，或者是维修啦、布置啦，各种各样的想不到的人才，就是能够独当一面。这个是就是变成是很受大众的敬仰，而且就是变成他自己有一份非常强大的力量投入在这个弘法的阵容里头。这个真的师父他是非常的善巧，这也是恒顺众生，对不对？对啊，恒顺众生，顺着他们的倾向去诱导他，去引发他，变成一个大用。So, this is also a good way of accommodate and benefit all sentient beings, to cultivate them according to their possibilities, and through some time, they become very useful for spreading Buddha's teaching. Maybe they can be very talented in certain field. 这就是这样子。另外我再讲一个例子，就是时代文明，每一个时代它众生的个性，还有一些时代中大家喜好的事情，还有科技的发展是不一样的。那利用当时的一种大家的倾向，或者可以利用的一些工具去弘法，这也是恒顺众生的一种做法，是不是？就像现在有很多的领域，佛法会跟很多的领域结合，有的是跟心理学、跟脑科学，或者跟各行各业，甚至是在运动中，各种运动中都结合禅修，结合佛教的理论，这个也是一种恒顺众生，利用这些工具来弘法。这方面在圣严师父过去他也是做了相当多的努力，而且有相当好的成就，甚至在法鼓山我们也可以看到用建筑用那个环境可以利益众生，叫做净教，对不对？Like in Dharmadhara Mountain, Master Sheng Yan, the founder of Dharmadhara Mountain, he would use modern approaches to spread Buddha's Dharma. He was very powerful in doing so. So he has a lot of variety to facilitate Buddha's teaching.Even buildings or the surroundings of a temple can be the tool to teach Buddha Dharma. So if you go visit the headquarters of Dharmadhara Mountain, which is in Taiwan, in the northern part of Taiwan, you will see when you stay there, your mind settles down and you feel you canget go of a lot of vexations. So he even used the settings of the temple to spread Buddha's teaching. So you have to visit Dharmadhara Mountain, the headquarters, sometime. Okay? You might think it's impossible, maybe next life. But if you are not that senior, maybe you still have chance, have the opportunity, right?你们如果还没有去过法鼓山的本山啊，一定要去看看。它的建筑物非常的简朴，环境非常的简单， 可是就是让人有一种能够静心，能够安定，让人家非常舒适、非常放松的感觉。但是它又非常的、非常的强。像日本的一些寺院很漂亮，也很宁静，可是那种感觉磁场没有那么强、那么兴旺。那法鼓山不是很精雕细琢，就是比日本寺院还更简朴，可是那种庄严宁静似乎还超过，而且那种强烈的那种旺盛的磁场远远超过日本的寺院，世界上很少有这样的寺院，真的。所以这个从这中我们可以看到师父真的太了不起了。 So I just give some inscription about Damodaran Mountain and made a comparison between Damodaran Mountain settings and the Japanese monasteries, Buddhist temples. We know Japanese Buddhist monasteries are famous for their beauty, right? But Damodaran Mountain is simpler than those Japanese Buddhist temples. However, the vibration should be stronger, even better, much better than Japanese Buddhist monasteries. It's very powerful, very quiet.So from the setting, we know how wise Master Sun Yat and how compassionate he used his means to help we understand Buddha's teaching or get a bit or get grab a bite of the setting of a good monastery should be.I think that's test. Let us get a test of a good setting of a Buddhist monastery. However, most of the times when we visit Buddhist temples, we cannot get that feeling right. It's a pity. 所以很多佛寺给我们的感觉并没有那么的宁静，这是真的是蛮可惜的。但是师父做到了。好。这就是恒顺众生的另外一种做法。That's another way of accommodate and benefit all sentient beings. 那我们再看另外一个很 touching 的 story, 很 touching 的 example. Let me give you another very good and touching example of accommodating and benefit sentient beings. It's from the story of Bell. This is Bell, right?Bill Carnegie. I think maybe all of them heard of this person because he is very powerful in building up a person, right? 他的魔鬼训练很有名，是不是？里面有没有人受过卡内基的魔鬼训练的？有没有？
没有。Why I mention him?Because he told his own childhood story. He said when he was a teenager, he was very naughty. His father detested him so much and thought he was the worst boy he can imagine. So one time,He got introduced to his father's girlfriend, and he told the girlfriend, "Be careful! This is the worst boy in the village. I don't know what he will do to you." But at the moment, this woman, his future stepmother, told his father.Oh, he is not. He is the smartest boy in the village. It's only that he hasn't found a way to utilize his wisdom, his wisdom yet, right? So, 他不是最坏的孩子，他是全村最聪明的孩子，他只是还没有找到一个方法
来发泄他的精力，来好好运用他的聪明智慧而已。而且他就抱住他，眼睛看着他，就这样亲他。She even embraced him and looked into his eyes and kissed him. And 那在日后呢，他也是对这个小孩子是非常的慈悲，非常的照顾，跟他有非常好的关系。So the stepmother treat Kaneichi so well, so kind. And they have a very good relationship. So this stepmother changed this bad boy into a most promising young man. 他的继母对他的理解，对他的慈悲，把一个可能会做奸犯科，可能会坐牢的小孩子变成一个后来有这么大的贡献的一个世界上的人物，是世界上很有名的人才。从这个故事中我们可以看得到，真的一个人的慈悲还有他的智慧是对人是多么重要，对不对？ So from the story of Dale Carnegie, we all know a person's understanding and compassion can change a person from going to the bad direction, from going to bad direction, maybe become a criminal or a murderer, become a very successful, world famous hero, right? Yeah. So it's really touching. Although it's only for one person, but I suppose Carnegie's stepmother was kind to everyone. 虽然这个故事只是讲到他的继母对他一个人，不过我相信像他这样的人应该是对每一个人都很慈悲，都很包容，都很有帮助的。所以我们应该跟他学习，是不是？虽然他不是佛教徒，可是真的是做得很好，在红顺众生这一条真的是做得非常好。 Although Carnegie's stepmother is not a Buddhist, but he is very good to follow this vow of the Bodhisattva Samatthabhadra, right? Even better than us. We really have to know, have to learn from her. 好，这个是我所要讲的第九条，恒顺众生的这一条 vow. So that's the vow of accommodating and benefit all sentient beings. Then let's go on to the next one. Let's transfer all merit and virtues to benefit all sentient beings. 第十条是普皆回向，就是把自己的任何的一些功德都回向给所有的众生。在《华严经·十回向品》里头有一段话是这样讲的：愿此善根普能饶益一切众生，皆使清净至于究竟，永离地狱恶鬼畜生等无量苦恼。 In the Surangama Sutra, there is some sentence that says that I wish this wholesome root benefits all sentient beings to be liberated and leave the hell, hungry ghosts and animal realms and beatless vexations forever. So any wholesome roots I have gained, I will transfer all the merits to everyone. 那也是希望他们能够脱离究竟的苦难，永远的快乐。 It means that I hope all sentient beings to have ultimate happiness and peace forever. 希望他们永远都是非常快乐的。这个是学佛的人所要学习的，我们应该是要这样子做的。另外十回向品有另外又说，如果有任何一个善根，我不要回向一切众生， 这个就 不叫做回向了。In the sutra, it also says if there is any marriage that I do not want to dedicate to all sentient beings, this is not an act of transferring marriage. So we have to learn to be very open-minded and be kind to any person or every sentient being. If not so, we are not very good practitioners, right? We're not very good practitioners. 另外在回向品里头还有一段话，我觉得非常的感人。这段话是这样子讲的。Another very good teaching from the sutra is like this. 我应如日普照一切，不求恩报。众生有恶，悉能容受，终不以此而舍誓愿。不以一众生恶故，舍一切众生。但勤修习善根回向，普令众生皆得安乐。Were you reading the English version? English speaker? Is that I must be just like the sun that shines on everything without wanting any reward from anywhere. I should be able to endure any sentient being who contends any unwholesome action. I won't abandon all sentient beings because of one person's bad deeds.I shall diligently cultivate transferring of all merits and hope all sentient beings will obtain peace and happiness. So I must from the sun shine everywhere but wanting no reward. 这个真的是很好的一段话，值得把它抄下来。 If you have note and pen,I encourage you to write it down and review it again.
我为什么特别把这一段引出来，是刚好跟台湾的一个人呢、啊，一个社会现象跟这过程中的一个人呢、啊、的表现是非常相应。在台湾有一个政治人物姓林。曾经在美丽岛事件的时候他是被迫害的，而且他的妈妈跟他的两个女儿被杀，你们知道这个人的对对。可是他有没有去报复，他有没有因此而有很多 crazy 的言行，没有。他把这一段话写在他女儿的墓碑上面。
I like to mention this verse. That's because there is a politician in Taiwan. He was once went through some very severe hardships because of someA political environment. His mother and twin daughters got killed at his home. But he wrote this verse on the tomb of his daughter.
他自己本身是一个基督徒。
But this person, he himself is a Christian. However, he also practiced The Ten Vows of Bodhisattva Samantabhadra.
他虽然是个基督徒，可是他对于佛法中相当好的教义他是学习的，他自己当然也是在修学普贤行愿，对不对？所以竟然他能够把这段话写在他女儿的墓碑上，正好跟他的处境是完全相应，是不是？不以一众生恶故，舍一切众生，用这样子来安慰他，来稳定他自己。所以林义雄他在台湾一直是一个相当受敬重的政治家，是不是？
So this politician is always very well respected in Taiwan, and when he was undergoing
such a grief. He was so calm because he practiced Buddha's teaching, even though he is a Christian.
Yeah,
and he observed this verse of the Samatabhadra so well. And also we can see his condition just fit the description or the teaching of the verse very well, right? Completely fit this teaching. So we also see how powerful a good teaching can be, right? It helps stabilize one person and at the same time stabilize the society. 从一个好的教义中，好的开示中，可以看得到它对一个人的安定力、转化力是多强，并且对一个社会的安定力跟稳定力、净化社会的一种力量是多强，是不是？哎呀，太好了。那这个我们应该要有所领会，要有所学习，不是说看过就好了啊。So we must learn from this teaching and this person's example. 好，我们再看普皆回向还有些什么内容可以介绍。在西藏佛教，他们有行事三大原则，就是动机纯净，过程不造恶，跟功德回向一切众生。In Tibetan Buddhism, the Buddhists there, they set three principles of doing things. That's a pure motivation not to commit any wrongdoings during the process. And finally, transfer all merits to all sentient beings. 这个大家都看得很清楚，对不对？先检查我做这件事情，我的动机是为我自己还是为大众为团体，先检查。那在这个过程中也许会有一些诱惑产生，会有各种不同的机会来造恶，那我是不是能够够谨慎小心啊？警觉力是不是能够保护我不去犯过，这是很重要的。那到最后事情成就以后会有功德，是不是？可是这个功德我希望能够回向所有的一切众生离苦得乐，非常好，对不对？这个形式，西藏佛教的形式三原则是值得我们学习的。 So at any time we are going to do some certain things, we will reflect on our own motivationIs it pure? Is it for the public, the organization, or for myself only, or for my family or some friends only? And during the long process, there might be some temptations, some opportunities for me to create some some wrongdoings, and I should be very clear.And very 谨慎 very careful not to commit any wrongdoing. And finally, after I complete this action or this work, I might have some merit, but I would like to transfer all the merit to all the sentient beings for their liberation.So it's really a very good principle of doing anything, right? Even if from Tibetan Buddhism, we can pick it up, right? For us, for our own usage. 所以我们应该把它记起来哈，这形式三原则。好，那我们再看到回向的层次，有回几向他，回返向圣，回一些功德向无上菩提。Now let's talk about there are three levels of transferring the merit. First, transfer merit from myself to others. and transferring marriage from being an ordinary person to sainthood, and transferring all marriage to supreme Buddhahood.
我们刚刚介绍的都是回景向他 ，right？
对。Previous talk was about transferring marriage from self to others, and that's the most important, right?
Actually, 那也是最重要的啦。因为我们众生都很多很自私嘛，哈。啊，所以是这一条是最应该做的。另外，回凡向圣，就是在凡夫的生命中会有很多的凡夫的享受、凡夫的乐趣。那对一个更高明的修行者，应该是不要去贪图那些凡夫的享受，凡尘的享乐，而把它更朝向一个更高的目标前进，也就是比较是菩萨道，或者是真正究竟解脱的内涵。所以最后是讲到 Supreme Buddhahood， 就是设定一个目标，不断的去清除它，而不会被我自己的烦恼、我自己的一些凡夫的习性改变，来忘掉我那种学佛的无上目标。这个是很重要的。
Because we are all ordinary people, we have our ordinary people's habitual tendencies, and we like some worldly pleasure. But this teachings tell us we must be learn, be always learning, and keep in mind that our goal is to is the ultimate happiness and ultimate peace and the supreme Buddhahood. So we should remind ourselves constantly again and again that I like to transfer all the merits that I have done to supreme Buddhahood and keep going on Buddha path without distraction by some worldly happiness or sensual pleasure.
不会被一些感官的物质的享受、世俗的快乐所迷惑而岔开了我们的菩提大道。
Any questions here?
Okay, Asoma, right?
No. I don't understand this first on the third, but the second one, trying to marry from being ordinary people.
Okay.
Could you clarify that?
Okay. Transferring all marriage from being an ordinary person to sainthood. It's actually a reminder only. Not that I can achieve sainthood right away, right? That's beyond our ability. It means whatever marriageWe transfer it from maybe receiving some sensual pleasure or some worldly benefit into supreme happiness, ultimate peace. Is that clear?
Yes, thank
you. Okay, very smart.Any other questions? Yes.
Can you elaborate on the third part, please?
Okay. So, this third one is connected to the second one, right? 回环向圣。Sainthood can be a hardship, right? Or some great bodhisattvas. But supreme Buddhahood, that's the end, the final goal.Of our practice, and that's the best sainthood, right? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Anyone has another question? No? Oh, good. 好像 Steve, 你要问问题吗？没有啊。 So now let's review all the 10 great vows. You still remember the 10 great vows? The first one is recite it in English. Okay, bye. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. Oh, when I stop, you cannot write it, recite it. Okay, so then let's call the fifth. Six. Seven. Eight. Okay, the ninth. The last one. Very good. So we have 25 more minutes. Let's go over of all the 10 vows quickly. How many minutes you would like to save for sharing, discussion, and QA? 你们要留几分钟做分享、讨论跟 Q&A？ 10 minutes? Agree? Okay, 10 minutes. 好 No objection, right? So I only have 15 minutes to go over all the 10 vows. 礼敬诸佛 to pay homage and respect to all Buddhas. Because we are Buddhists, anyone who is not a Buddhist, please raise your hand. 不是佛教徒的请举手，不是佛教徒也没有关系啦，不要觉得不好意思。If you are not a Buddhist, it's not a shame, right? So would you please let me know? Oh, you are not a Buddhist. Do you have any specific practice?
No, I was born Muslim.
Oh yes, born Muslim. Mm-hmm. Where were you born? In?
I was born in Bangladesh.
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 Mangjala. Oh. So in Bangladesh, are there any Buddhist monasteries?
Yeah, I left.
Oh, so. But why you come to a Buddhist temple? You are Muslim, born Muslim. In your country's law, you cannot change your religion, right?
Right. But very much of reason, like I
didn't. Oh, you really like.
Oh,
karmic. You have great karmic root in your past life. Maybe you were a monk or some good lay practitioners in the past life. Okay, I just say, because we want to learn from Buddhism, right? Even though we are not a Buddhist. And we have to respect our teacher, our founder of the religion, the great religion. And we have to show our respect. Keep in mind His holiness, His compassion, and His wisdom, right? Yeah. Otherwise, how can we learn from Him? And then we have to praise the Buddhas. Praise Buddhas help people understand how great Buddha is and how good the Bodhisattvas are. And also setting a goal or viewing or to regard the great saints as like Buddha and great Bodhisattvas as our role model, right? 这是设定自己的一个方向。我们跟佛学习，当然佛的伟大，佛的慈悲跟智慧，我们应该要了解。应该要常常记在心里，才能够跟他学嘛，是不是？而且要尊敬，如果没有恭敬心， 这怎么可能跟他学嘛，哈、哦！所以礼敬诸佛非常重要，称赞如来，一方面是帮助别人了解佛的伟大，也引发他们向佛学习的心；一方面是自己从这过程中也更设定自己的学习目标，更清楚自己的路向，还有学习的对象。另外，广修供养 ，to make abundant offerings to the Buddhas, it includes every sentient being, right?We make offerings to the Buddhas and the future Buddhas as well, right? Yeah. 甚至是一般的众生，一般的生命，就是一些昆虫、蚂蚁、动物，我们也是尽量去爱护它，是不是？ When we make offerings to future Buddhas, it includes human beings and non-human beings, including animals, insects, everything. 但是我们知道，佛最大的愿望是什么？佛最希望的是什么？度众生成佛，对不对？ But we must know the ultimate concern of all the Buddhas is to liberate all sentient beings become Buddha, right?However, there are numerous sentient beings hasn't become Buddha, right? 虽然佛希望所有的众生都能成佛，可是无穷无尽的众生都还没有成佛。所以我们知道，其实佛最喜欢的供养是什么？协助他弘法，协助他度众生。So we know the best offering we can offer to Buddhas is to help Buddha deliver sentient beings, right?
Yeah.
So 我们帮助众生，帮助众生学佛修行，就是对佛最好的供养，这就是法供养。So we call this is the offering Dharma, because we observe Buddha's teaching.And practice Buddha's actions, learn from Buddha. That's what Buddha liked most. And then we have to admit and repent that we have some karmic obstructions from wrongdoings. So we have to repent and.The most important is that I make up my mind that I won't do it again, right? So that's the most important. 忏悔业障最重要就是说，我自己承认我有很多的业障障碍我，这些业障是从我过去世的一些身口意的错误带来的，或者是过去世这一世也还在犯错，对不对？但是我应该要小心谨慎，不要再犯错，这才是最最重要的。Not to commit any more wrongdoing is the most important, but actually we are making mistakes all the time, constantly, because we are not that great. 所以我们必须要不断的学，不断的学习， because we are just not so smart. We have to learn all the time.好，再看下面。第五条是随喜功德 ，to rejoice the merits and virtues of all. Ordinary people tend to be jealous. We have a lot of jealous or self-centered. We want to be better than other people. We want to have our own achievement.But we seldom want people to have great achievements, right? That this vow tells us we have to give up our jealousy and rejoice the merit and virtues of all. That to put others' happiness and achievement ahead of us. we can be the last person to reach Buddhahood. And I hope, we hope other people become Buddha before us. Okay? So if we want to be a really good Buddhist, we must have this kind of mindset. Okay? Yeah, just like Di Zhang Bodhisattva, right? Shichigaba Bodhisattva. He is always saving all the sentient beings in the hell, not only in the hell, in everywhere of the universe. 地藏菩萨他是那么样子的慈悲，他到地狱，不只是到地狱而已，到宇宙中的任何一个角落去广度众生。那我们学佛的人就是要这样子啊，我可以是最后一个人成佛的，我希望所有的众生都比我更早成佛，我帮助他们，我协助他们成佛，希望他们赶快发起菩提心来，赶快的精进佛道，赶快成就。他们成就你也不会太差啦，对不对？ If you keep have this mind of wanting people to have ultimate peace and happiness, then when they reach Buddhahood, you won't be in the hell, right? Even if you are in the hell, they will save you. Okay, maybe you are in the hell to help sentient beings, deliver sentient beings, not because you were driven by bad karma, right? Yeah, because you have such pure mind, you are so kind. Okay, so rejoice the merits and virtues of all, every day, every time, right? Very good practice. I rejoice you come to a Buddhist temple. And the sixth one, to plead the Buddha to turn the Dharma wheel and plead all the decent masters and lay practitioners to help Buddha turn the Dharma wheel, right? Also we can learn to raise good questions to benefit other people, right? To have people know this is a good question and we can learn from the answer, we can search answer for them. That's to plead the Buddha to turn the Dharma wheel. 这个是真的是 很有用的啊。It's really meaningful, effective. We can try. And the sixth one is to request the Buddha to remain in the world. Or request the masters,or the senior practitioners to live longer in the world, and after they pass away, we request them to come back again to help the sentient beings in our world. If we don't ask, they will just go. Sometimes they will just go because no one wants them. You believe it? Right. I gave you the example of Master Shengyan, right? Last time.I told the story of how people plead Master Shengyan to come back again after he passed away. At the beginning he said, no, I don't want to come again. I want to go to another place. But eventually, so many people request him to come back. He said, okay, I'll come back. Yes. And the eighth one is to follow the teachings of the Buddhas at all times. It's not easy.Right, but can be also very simple, okay? The hard ones are hard, the simple ones are simple, right? So if we continue to do it more and more, again and again, eventually we can be more powerful in learning from Buddha, can be better, a better Buddhist, can be a greater Bodhisattva, right?Okay, so let's go on to the ninth. To accommodate and benefit all sentient beings, I just explained it today. And the last one, you all have the impression in your mind, right? So now I'd like to answer a question from someone. He asked me, Why vow is so important? Why vow is so important? Anybody want to answer this question? Raised by someone? In, oh, Ashoma.
I think when you make a vow, you set a goal for yourself.
You set a goal for yourself, that's right. You set a goal and you have the intention. Your action will follow your intention, right? You will have feet when you have thought. If you don't have vow, you have not idea, so you won't take action. So okay. Vow is very important, right? Okay. And Ashoma?
Yeah, I remember in one of the, when I was doing the devotion time about teachers, when I was taking the devotion time about teachers, I think I was she was saying it's better to break a vow than not to have a vow at all. And I thought that was really interesting and I was a little bit confused. Maybe you want to explain why
it's so okay, it's better to have bodhisattva vows that break bodhisattva than do not have bodhisattva vows to follow, right? Okay, because the bodhisattva vows are very gentle or very profound, some of them just beyond our ability. So we cannot keep abiding on bodhisattva vow all the time. Because even you have some unwholesome thought that's against this breaking bodhisattva vow, it's very difficult. But we are just ordinary people, so we keep on breaking bodhisattva vows all the time. But because we have this vow, we learned we can be better. So it's a set of guidance for us to go further, to go a step higher, right? Keep trying to be better.
To fulfill your goal,
that's right. But if we don't keep bodhisattva vow or we don't take bodhisattva, we don't know, we can learn from this field. We never know that. So it's, of course, very correct. Okay, any other questions? 10 minutes. Yeah. Okay.
Like, just say that we break our vows so that we can depend.
Mm-hmm.
As we said before, we vow this, we break our vows so we can do depend. And then sometimes, if we don't do anything, that's my English. If I don't speak out, I don't know. I say something wrong. Sometimes we do.
Sometimes after we have made some mistakes, then we know we are wrong. And if we are isolated in a small place, we don't have a connection with other people. We might think, oh, we are good people. But once we have some connection with people, or we are working together for some purpose, some work, then we know we have a lot of problems. Because we act out those wrongdoings, then we know we have to correct ourselves. We have to adjust ourselves. So that's good. Yeah. So, in Buddhist, in Chinese Buddhist theory, that we have to mingle with people. Yeah. To stay in a big monastery, live with a lot of people, and then we can contribute our efforts and learn a lot and know our own problems. But if we stay in a small temple, small monastery, only two or three people there, not many people come, then we cannot learn much. We cannot have big contribution, and we cannot adjust ourselves so well. That can be also applied to ordinary people's daily life situation, right? Okay. Vow 跟 precepts 是有一点precepts 的层次很多啦，当然最基本的五戒要守，不杀人，不偷很多东西啊，不偷很多的钱，这个都做得到，不犯邪淫，这个都做得到，对不对？不骗人啊，不两舌啊，什么这种很大的过错都一定要守的。但是有的 vow 或者有一些菩萨戒比较细的戒是比较更深的，有时候是我们一般人是做不到的，但是就是必须要透过佛法，透过佛法的教理，还有一些别人的例子来引导我们，那这就是必须要学佛。对， I just say that there are different levels of keeping precepts. Some precepts just very simple, like the five precepts. We have toabide on the five precepts, not commit killing, especially not kill people, human beings, and we shall observe the second one, not to steal great property, or not to commit a serious stealing, okay, and we shall not telling lies to hurt people, or how to say, 挑拨离间。How to say 想挑拨离间 in English?
Stir
troubles. And to 挑拨离间，让人家本来感情很好，分离，感情破裂。Stir troubles to separate people's good relationships. How to say that in Chinese? English?Stir troubles or hitting lies and to trouble people's good relation and make them break. Oh yeah, cause disharmony among people, right? Yeah, we should observe this.Very well, and keep this precept. But some precepts are very profound, very subtle. It's not so easy. It's not so easy for an ordinary people to keep those precepts. So we have to learn from the teaching of Buddha and to observe it from some examples, to follow some people's example. Otherwise, maybe we cannot.Change ourselves and kind of become a better person, become a really good Buddhist. Okay. Good question. Thank you. That's also practice the vows of Bodhisattva Samanavajra, right? Raise good questions. Any other sharing or discussion or the questions?No? One more question. Please. If you don't ask, I ask you. Okay? Which one you can do at once? Which vow you can do? You can practice at once.所以，喜功德 to rejoin Mary. rejoice the merits of others. And transferring all merits. Okay. Remind me, I have to add one more point of this last law, to transfer all the merit to others. If we transfer the merit to some certain people, the merit goes there and ends there, right? But if I transfer the merit to abundance and limitless beings in the world without space and time limits, then the power goes everywhere and lasts forever, right? So that's really good. We have to do it. Otherwise, it's just stuck there. For example, I transfer my merit of today's talk to join the talk, listen to the talk, or give the talk. I have merit, right? I transfer the merit to my father, to my wife or my husband. Then the power stops there, right? So you only want to benefit this person. But if we open our mind, transfer the merit to everyone, yeah, we are making connection with them, everybody. Yeah. So that's a good practice of opening our mind. Yes. Okay. One more minute. Any other discussion? Okay, Asoma, yes.
Yeah, somewhere there's a question that shows my ignorance. So I'm saying that if you transfer the merit, what is the benefit to you?
Oh, at the same time, you are reduce our ego. Yeah, removing your own self-centeredness. Yes. And that's in accordance with Buddha's teaching. And you will become a more attractive person, more respectful, and more powerful. Because you have a big mind, right? Okay. No more questions. 我这个普贤时代愿已经讲完了，我们礼拜三晚上有一个六祖坛经的课程，是在2月23号开始，但是礼拜三晚上是只有中文，没有英文。对，I'm announcing another series of talk. It's only in Chinese, unfortunately. So.以后的礼拜天的讲座可能要到我有如果有机会再从台湾回来美国的时候再讲，可能就是年底，今年年底或者是明年。不过有一些你们的共修我还会常常出现，那可能跟大家讲一个小小的东西啊，或是有些英文的讨论啊，禅修啊，我可能都会参与，还是有很多机会见面。So this series of talk ends here, and next time I appear in the Sunday Dharma talk will be the end of the year after I come back from Taiwan if there is opportunity for me. But I will join a lot of activities here in the center, some ceremonies. I'll join you and have some short talk or join your discussions in English or some meditation class. So we still have a lot of opportunity to see each other, right? So thank you very much for your joining, and hope all the great saints in the 10 directions to bless you, have a healthy body and mind, and you have great merit and wisdom and reach Buddhahood very soon. Okay. 好，那我们今天就到这里结束，谢谢。
会出来，各位请起立。 我们向上一问讯，宝向法师一问讯，宝 again。
Please remain standing， 请各位请留在自己的位置上面，我们恭